Skyboat Media presents Death of a Citizen by Donald Hamilton. This book is read by Stefan Rutnicki. Chapter 1. I was taking a martini across the room to my wife, who was still chatting with our host, Amos Darrell, the physicist, when the front door of the house opened and a man came in to join the party. He meant nothing to me, but with him was the girl we'd called Tina during the war. I hadn't seen her for 15 years, or thought about her for 10, except once in a great while, when that time would come back to me like a hazy and violent dream, and I'd wonder how many of those I'd known and worked with had survived it, and what had happened to them afterwards. I'd also wonder idly, the way you do, if I'd even recognize the girl should I meet her again. After all, that particular job had taken only a week. We'd made our touch right on schedule, earning a commendation from Mac, who wasn't in the habit of passing them around like business cards, but it had been a tough assignment, and Mac knew it. He'd given us a week to rest up in London afterwards, and we'd spent it together. That made a total of 2 weeks, 15 years ago. I hadn't known her previously, and I'd never seen her again until now. If anyone had asked me to guess, I'd have said she was still over in Europe, or just about anywhere in the world except here in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Nevertheless, I didn't have a moment of doubt. She was taller and older, better looking and much better dressed than the fierce, bloodthirsty, shabby little waif I remembered. There was no longer the gauntness of hunger in her face or the brightness of hate in her eyes. And she probably no longer concealed a paratrooper's knife somewhere in her underwear. She looked as if she'd forgotten how to handle a machine pistol. She looked as if she wouldn't recognize a grenade if she saw one. She certainly no longer wore a capsule of poison taped to the nape of her neck, hidden by her hair. I was sure of this because her hair was quite short now. But it was Tina, all right. Expensive furs, cocktail dress, and hairdo notwithstanding. She looked at me for a moment without expression, across that room of chattering people, and I couldn't tell if she recognized me or not. After all, I'd changed a little, too. There was more meat on my bones and less hair on my head after 15 years. There were the other changes that must have left visible traces for her to see. The wife and 3 kids, the 4-bedroom house with a studio out back and the mortgage half paid up, the comfortable bank account, and the sensible insurance program. There was Beth's shiny Buick station wagon in the driveway outside, and my beat-up old Chevy pickup in the garage back home. And on the wall back home were my hunting rifle and shotgun.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?